Jack Gilgun lived for this day. Jack prepared for this day. Jack Gilgun lived his faith. Now, you can't accuse me of making Jack into a saint. Only God can do that. Jack believed Jesus' promise of eternal life. In his words in the gospel, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. The one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Jack believed it. As Catholics, we don't make this stuff up. We rely upon Scripture, the gospel, and Jesus' promises. And Jack was a daily communicant. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Mark Hamlet. I'm a widower. I'm a father of 6 children. I need you to know this so I can tell some stories and nobody's going to be calling Cardinal O'Malley complaining about heresy down in scandal down at St. Charles Borromeo Parish. My children attended this school, and some of them were baptized here by Father Bernard Gilgun, Jack's brother. And they received First Communion here in this church. Jack, Rosemary, and Roro attended these events. My wife Cynthia and I died years ago of cancer. I've been a priest for 5 years in the Diocese of Austin, Texas. I'm a convert to the Catholic Church. Jack's brother David is my godfather, and also the godfather to all of my children. And Jack's daughter Roro is the godmother to one of my daughters. We go back a ways. Some 40 or 50 years ago, Jack's brother, Father Bernard Gilgun, shared with me, Mark, saints don't come one at a time. They come in small groups. I have found that to be absolutely true, and if you read the lives of the saints, you can see it for yourself. Now, Father Bernard was careful to explain to me that there are saints with a capital S and saints with a small S, but there are many, many, many more saints who aren't singled out as models for the universal church, but who live their lives faithfully. He was referring to his mother and Aunt Annie and Aunt Josie, all of whom helped raise Jack, Bernard, Freddie, Lolly, Dickie, David, Margaret, Mary, little Rose, and little Helen. And the stories were about a family that took their faith seriously and taught their stories and values to their children and their grandchildren. David and I met in Texas while he was in the service during the Vietnam War. He never missed Mass, but he would never invite me to go with him. Meanwhile, he would never stop telling me his family stories. Have you ever noticed the power of stories? Especially the stories about holy, faithful people, even saints. I was 17 years old. The stories were powerful. They affected my life. I learned about Jack's father, a postman who did countless acts of mercy daily on his rounds and was chosen by the pastor of St. Charles to be a trusted minister to the poor of Woburn with the St. Vincent de Paul Society. I learned about his mother, Rose, Nana, who said the rosary every day of her life, attended to their sickly daughter, Rose, until the end of her short life. David was proud of his brother, the priest, Father Bernard, and his tireless efforts for racial justice and for the poorest of the poor. He was proud of his brother, Freddie, the judge. And he told me stories about his brother, Jack, the mayor of Woburn and president of the National Association of Mayors. I heard stories of Dickie, Lolly, the school principal, Margaret and Mary. And what was revealed in these stories was a family that took their faith seriously. To David, these were just family stories. But for me, these were formative stories of the relationship between faith and character. These were Jack's stories. These stories shaped my life in ways that I don't have time to share with you today. When I met my wife, I knew what kind of family I wanted to have with her. I learned to love the Catholic Church through these family stories, and these stories showed what is possible for a Catholic family of faith. Jack died in the same week as the Solemnity of All Saints and the Feast of All Souls, when the entire church turned to pray for all the souls in purgatory, the faithful departed. And today, we count Jack among that number, among the souls in purgatory, and we're going to offer a Mass for him, just like we pray for our beloved. Was Jack a saint? I don't know. What I do know is that he lived his life as if he believed Jesus' words. And if we follow these words, it won't make us perfect. But they will allow us to be saved. I know I'm not perfect, but I'd rather be saved than perfect. At my parish of Sacred Heart in Austin, Texas, I have fun with my parishioners. We talk back and forth to each other, and I'll frequently ask them, "Do you want to have eternal life?" We talk back, and they respond. So I ask you, do you want to live forever? Do you want to have eternal life?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if you say yes, then I tell you like I tell them, if you're baptized, there are only three things you have to do. First, don't miss Mass. Third commandment of the Ten Commandments, keep holy the Sabbath. Second, receive Holy Communion as often as you can. Jesus promised us, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. And third, if you fall off the bicycle, get up and go to confession. We all fall off the bicycle. Jesus gave the power of forgiveness of sins to the church. It's almost too simple. But if you do these things, everything else falls in place. If you do these things, you will live forever, because that's the promise that Jesus gave us. The sacramental life isn't magic, but it's transformative. Jesus defeated death. During the funeral Mass, we say what the church believes about death. Indeed, for your faithful Lord, life is changed, not ended. And when this earthly dwelling turns to dust, an eternal dwelling is made ready for them in heaven. This is our faith. Don't be afraid to tell your faith stories. Such stories can change the world.